Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
About 20 minutes last week. I want to get him on for about 40 minutes or so coming up in the next segment. Lord Monckton, Lord Christopher Monckton, the leading expert fighting the globalists when it comes to their fake environmental takeover. We're going to be speaking to him because he's getting ready to go down to the big Agenda 21, 20 years after event in South America, the same place that Maurice Strong said, we're going to shut down the West, we're going to shut down the industrial base to fully control people. Humans are bad. So, but radiation and GMO and overfishing are fine. Just tax people for carbon dioxide. So that's coming up, and we're going to open the phones up. In fact, I'll give you the number now because we'll talk about 20 minutes, and then we'll take calls for Lord Monckton. If you'd like to speak to him coming up, specifically to our guest, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And again, we don't screen your calls, but then, you know, a couple times a week I say, hey, I have a guest on. It's about this subject. Agenda 21, New World Order, fake environmental movement, that's a pretty big area. And people inevitably call in and bring up something else. That's not happening when we take the calls for our guest, okay? I mean, it's a very wide area, but that's what he's on about, the big conference coming up. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, if you go up to Infowars.com, we have got a lot of really important stories up there today. One of the biggest is that Obama plans an attack on the First Amendment if reelected. Also, the Associated Press is reporting what we already told you was already going on behind the scenes. They're just legalizing the illegals. They just give them, even if they're felons, they just give them a green card and give them welfare, and they're not deporting people hardly at all anymore. And they got Border Patrol all the way up to San Antonio, 200 miles in, pulling citizens over and searching your vehicle for firearms and things. I mean, it is just lawlessness, total criminal lawlessness by the state. By the way, they're talking about Obama's secret weapon of legalizing weed. That is in the Atlantic Wire, kind of the pro-Obama camp. And there's also an Associated Press article. It's actually the Associated Press posted at the Atlantic. And they say, is legalizing weed Obama's secret weapon? He told all of the weed heads, he told them all that 4 years ago. And you say marijuana doesn't stunt your memory or whatever. Okay, then fine. You remember he said he was going to do that last time and you went and voted for him like suckers. And then he came in and threw the book at legal dispensaries and medical marijuana doctors. And now they've got the feds, AP again reports today, going after the people that rent legal marijuana dispensaries in California and other areas, their asset forfeiture seizing, just taking their property. And again, I am for decriminalization of drugs because when they're illegal, it just makes the price go up, and that allows the big banks to launder the money. But it doesn't mean I have to be in love with it. I know some people that can smoke marijuana very successfully. I know others that are like zombies. There's a lot of people who, you know, don't have any motivation and just want to watch Oprah Winfrey all day and smoke pot. I think marijuana is not as halfway as bad as alcohol. And, again, I've never been really a fan of the way marijuana makes me feel. I don't want to go off on a big side issue. But you demystify it by decriminalizing it. Now, hemp, and most varieties have no THC in it, so it doesn't get you, quote, high. I call it get you low in most cases. But the point is, it is better for rope, better than cotton, better than polyester. That's why DuPont and others in the 30s, they lobbied to make it illegal and enlisted as a narcotic, as Tarpley calls it. A friend with weed is a friend indeed. Me gold, when he attacks Ron Paul. It's hilarious, but people thought I was joking when I said he does that. I got him to do it on the show last week. Or was it Monday? Yeah, it was Monday. All right, we're going to go to break and go to Lord Christopher Monckton on the other side of scienceandpublicpolicy.org. I'm Alex Jones of PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. And don't blink because your life will be over. Time is flying.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, blasting into another hour of attempting to awaken humanity to the neo-feudalistic lords of world government, the environmental fascist. And countering the environmental lords of fascism and tyranny is Lord Christopher Monckton. And he's going to be joining us here in just a moment. He's getting ready to go to the Rio Plus 20. We're talking about several decades after the big meeting that set in stone, Agenda 21, Maurice Strong, the world government. What size toilet you can have worldwide, set by the UN. What your carbon footprint can selectively be. What type of light bulbs you can have. And it lists everything that's not dangerous, like carbon dioxide is bad, ignores the overfishing, GMO, all the other serious issues that should be looked at. And I'm not even saying all GMO would be bad, but it's the back doors these eugenicists are putting into them that we've proven. So they're going to be meeting there, going away from, okay, carbon dioxide's bad, we're all going to flood and die day after tomorrow, to, okay, any change is abnormal, and we need to, if there's a cave bug or a warbler bird or a, that mattered if the polar bears are five times what they were 60 years ago, they can't swim, even though they're the greatest land swimming animal, you've got to pay global government money. And they want their Agenda 21 of the seas, law of the sea treaty, which Obama says under executive order, he's now implementing, period. All of our rivers, major waterways, that are not contiguous to the oceans. 76% of the world's covering is salt, and then 1% freshwater, and they are saying they own it all. Doesn't matter if Congress doesn't sign on to this. Obama has announced, Associated Press, that they're going to give immunity to any illegal aliens they want. No judge, no jury, no Congress, no laws. They shut down power plants that aren't owned by General Electric and other insiders to make their stock and profits go up. They give thousands of waivers to big companies that give him money and give the Democrats money from socialist health care, globalist health care. I mean, this is total mafia government. And Lord Monckton is preparing, he joins us via video Skype from London, to travel to Rio, the scene of the crime several decades ago, where they are attempting to re-coordinate their takeover. And as he said many times, we're exposing them, we're defeating them as frauds on that level, but they still have the government and the bureaucracy and the media. They're just moving forward. But Lord Monckton, what do you call this form of government where it's not even really socialist, you can call it fascist? I mean, it's just piratical, criminal, selectively enforced, absolute evil. I mean, what do you call this system of post-industrial, nihilistic fruitcakedom that they're setting up? What would you call it, Lord Christopher Monckton?
Well, you've given quite a few good names there, but it's really predatory totalitarianism. These are people who would have fitted in very well with the fascist regimes or communist regimes of old. They are the control freaks who want to run, as you rightly said, every detail of our lives down to the last light bulb or bit of toilet paper. And they are all gathering in very large numbers in Rio de Janeiro this week. And they will be talking to one another and, of course, to the fawning media of the world who have fallen for this at every stage. But there's one very, very significant change, which I can report already, that's come out of this conference. And that is that they have now officially abandoned climate change as being the worst problem that faces humanity. They have now reasserted what was always the case before, which is that poverty is the worst problem facing humanity. And this is a very welcome sign that slowly but surely reality is beginning to break back in, even to these pointy heads.
Very well said. So what is the state of their operations? I mean, they're going ahead with banning Coca-Colas and popcorn and milk in New York. They're going ahead with green police harassing farmers, saying you can't have dust on your farm. I mean, I know that they're in trouble with the Republican polls, but as you warned years ago when Copenhagen first broke, they don't care. They're just going forward.
Well, of course, totalitarianism is very old. It goes back even to early imperial China, 500 years B.C. The Chinese were talking of what they called the legalist outlook, and most governments tend to be, to some degree, legalist. In other words, they want to control things, they want to control you. And if they want to control absolutely every aspect of your life, then that's what we now call totalitarianism, and the Chinese would call it, and still do call it, legalism. Whereas you and I, Alex, are Confucians. That's the other side of the Chinese coin, going back to 500 years BC. And Confucianism is the more enlightened, open, democratic, libertarian, free market, come one, come all approach, which says we don't know best. It's the people that know best what's best for the people. It's not for the governing class to say that it knows best and then to impose savage regimes of excessive taxation and regulation to back up whatever the current taboos and shibboleths and fashions are. At the moment, it's the environment, because the left captured the environmental movement some years ago. My good friend, the late Eric Ellington, was one of the founders of Greenpeace. He said he and many other founders had to leave after a year or two because they weren't political. And they didn't therefore know how to stop the entryism by the Marxists who all piled across the Berlin Wall and straight into our environmental movement and, among other things, took over Greenpeace. So all the Marxists, all the totalitarians, all the fascists will all be in one place. And if someone were to drop a large bomb on it, you'd lose me, but you'd lose most of the pointy heads in the world at the same time. Very large numbers of them have gone there. They're holding a series of events and side events of the most improbable kind, but all of them involve bossing us around, imposing enormous taxes, and above all, this is their real aim, shutting down the West.
How do we defeat them? Why is it important? I mean, obviously it's important, but why, you know, for new listeners, why is it important to go to Rio and cover what they're going to be doing?
Let's give a couple of examples. Before Copenhagen, the climate conference in Copenhagen in 2009, that's getting on 3 years ago, when they were going to try to impose, again, a world government treaty. They actually wrote a draft world government treaty. The word government appears in that treaty in two places in that context for the first time I've ever seen any treaty. Now, I exposed that treaty. I got hold of a copy in advance off an obscure UN website where they had hoped nobody would see it, but they would later be able to say, oh, it's been posted up there all the time when people got caught by surprise. Anyway, I got it out and publicized it, and within a week, the speech in which I publicized it had gone platinum on YouTube. It's the fastest YouTube platinum for any political speech. Likewise, when I went to the Durban Climate Conference just last December and revealed, among other things, that they were going to give legal rights to sue to Mother Earth, I kid you not, Mother Earth, they were going to reduce carbon dioxide concentration to half of what it is today, which would cause mass extinctions of plants, animals, and probably humans too. And they were also going to set up an international climate court to which people like you and me could be dragged for daring to raise perfectly proper scientific and economic questions about what the hard left have been proposing. And when I revealed the contents of that treaty, once again, that went viral all over the internet, and within a couple of days, WordPress, that publish 500,000 blog postings every day, told us that this blog posting by me, just telling people all the nonsensical things that were in this draft Durban agreement, had reached more people than any other one of the 500,000 blog postings that they had put out that day. They put out 500,000 blog postings on all subjects every day. Mine was number one, because people want to know what is being done in their name at these international conferences. And the left-wing media are in conspiracy with left-wing bureaucrats and governments and the UN to make absolutely sure that they don't get told. Now, if you're new to this and you think, what is he saying about a conspiracy? The fact is that unless I had been there to reveal the contents of that document, the main negotiating document of the Durban Climate Conference, nobody else, and I mean nobody else worldwide, would have bothered to tell their readers or viewers or listeners what was in that
document. That is an astounding point, Lord Monckton, and you've done this every year at these big events. You and folks that go with you are able to get information out, and then it goes viral that no one would have reported on because the lapdog media worldwide just goes along with whatever they're told by Ban Ki-moon.
That's right. They never ask a proper question. And it's uncanny, this sullen refusal simply to report what is actually happening. One doesn't mind that they all have a Marxist viewpoint. If that's what they want, they can have it. You can see the consequences of Marxism now in Europe. That kind of socialism, heavy state spending, heavy taxation, has now become so out of control that it is visibly failing. So if they want to subscribe to that, in a few years' time, everybody will be laughing at them and saying, well, there you are, that was the crisis of Marxism. Nobody now wants to go that way. But at the moment, they're still at it. They'll all be in Rio. They won't have any realization that the gravy train has finally tipped into the gulch and that they can't go on robbing the taxpayers blind because the taxpayers have run out of money. They can't go on borrowing because the more they borrow, the more they put themselves in hock to China. They can't go on doing that. So all this nonsense is soon going to have to stop. I regard it as very significant that they have now abandoned the notion that the supposed threat to the climate is the most serious problem humanity now faces. In the opening sentences of the current draft of the conclusions of the Rio conference, that has now been taken out and replaced as I've said earlier, by a statement that poverty is the most serious threat. So it's very important. We are making...
All right. Stay there. And, of course, now poverty, you got to pay the U.N. taxes. But the U.N. says they want to make the third world poverty-stricken, post-industrial. Let's talk about your deep research into that straight ahead with Lord Monckton. Then your phone call. Stay with us.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cause we've been trapped on the wine spread much too long. Babylon system is the vampire. Yeah. Sucking the children day by day. Babylon.
watched the crony monopoly men that are anti-free market seek a global dictatorship, organized evil, organized authoritarianism, as Lord Monckton of scienceandpublicpolicy.org, former top advisor to Margaret Thatcher, award-winning journalist. I won't go over it all. His bio is lengthy. And he is joining us from London right now. Okay, this is a short segment, and then we're going to come back and get into other points you think are important and take calls. But we're not overstating, and I know you break down these numbers, of what Copenhagen 3 years ago would have done to the third world if implemented. And they tried to sell that as, come on, you've got to love the black people especially, and the poor Asians and Latin Americans. Let us put this in place. But then the draft got leaked. They confirmed it was the draft. You helped do that. And it was right at double the cuts in the third world that would even be on the West. So they tried to sell it to them as, we'll cut off the energy to the West and give it to you. But they found out it was really a death sentence. And you look at all these, quote, environmentalists, to a man. They put out papers about too many people and get rid of the third world. Really hardcore racists, going back to Margaret Sanger, all of them. And I know you've studied this, Lord Monckton. Pose as liberals. They're not even really liberals. That's their cover. A real killer poses as a non-threatening, trendy chicken neck. Can you break down who these people are from fighting them for 30-plus years? And correct me if I'm wrong, that their plan is a death sentence to over a billion people in the third world when they sell us on it's for the poor. Give us world government. Pay the UN trillions for the poor. Give us the environmental straitjacket for the poor. Tell us what's really happening.
Well, here's the thing. If a nation wants to give money to the poor of other nations, it can do so directly. It doesn't need the UN for that. But the UN has realized it's increasingly hard to justify its existence. And so it has captured various international subjects, such as poverty, and they tried on the climate change thing, the Agenda 21 thing, to make themselves seem relevant and to allow themselves to continue to attract more money from governments. Privately, many of us here in Britain are thinking that even though Britain has one of the five permanent seats on the governing Security Council of the United Nations, we would actually be better off giving up that seat as long as we could leave the United Nations altogether and not either have to pay the billions every year it costs to belong or to be governed by the increasingly intrusive regulations and powers that this organization is trying to arrogate to itself. The people behind it, essentially, are the governing class worldwide, of which I am a member. But I'm one of those, rather like Margaret Thatcher, who doesn't think that it's our job to tell everybody around the world what to do, still less to extinguish poor people in the third world. Extinguishing poverty ought not to mean extinguishing the poor. It ought to mean making the poor better off, because it's only if they become more wealthy and more prosperous and at least have a basic standard of living that's acceptable, clean water, health, food, also freedom from disease, proper education, proper communications, and, of course, fossil fuel electricity. It's the cheapest kind of electricity, and that lifts people out of poverty faster than anything. It's only if you do lift them out of poverty that you bring poverty permanently to an end by ending overpopulation, because overpopulation is caused by poverty.
And they know that. The average person in the third world has about 7 children, 5 of them live on average, and the Royal Commission said that in 49. You industrialize, they have on average 1.3 children, and if these people all believe in overpopulation, then make them rich. But the globalists know their fight is to keep us poor. They're fighting wealth. They know that the normal state of humanity is to become more wealthy.
That's right. And this is the main target now of these Marxists or totalitarians or legalists, or call them what you will. But they're very, very unpleasant and ambitious people. They have a hatred of their fellow humans. Some of them have even talked of wiping out 6 billion of the present 7 billion human population.
Lord Monckton, stay there. Incredible. I want you to break down the numbers on this. You are one of the top experts on their plan. And absolutely, they hate everyone. They see someone successful, they hate it. They have a primal dominance, a twisted dominance, though. A true dominance wants to build everybody up. They want to destroy. We'll be back with Lord Monckton. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you have a cell phone? Does your wireless cell phone provider allow you to get your service for free? How much money would free cell phone service save you? Introducing CellWealthForLife.com, the best-kept secret in the $210 billion cell phone industry. Imagine unlimited cell phone service, free every month, and get paid helping others do the same. Would you rather pay your cell phone bill to your provider every month, or would you rather pay yourself plus earn free services with CellWealthForLife.com? Yes, free unlimited calling, texting, and web access nationwide could be yours before you pay your next cell phone bill. Watch our video at CellWealthForLife.com, spelled CellWealth for life.com. Or call our recorded hotline for details at 559-546-1046. 559-546-1046. It's time to stop paying your cell phone bill and start making some serious money with CellWealthForLife.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're going back to Lord Monckton in a moment, and then we're going to go to your phone calls for the rest of the hour with the preeminent expert on the authoritarians using fake environmentalism as a pretext to take over. Well, they're not concerned about the troops using DU. They're not concerned about overfishing. They're not concerned about toxic waste dumping. It's all about carbon dioxide or selectively saying this is endangered, that's endangered, to take your property. I've seen it firsthand in Central Texas where they take people's property, some cases don't even pay them, and then build homes or shopping malls on it, and the former mayor makes the money off of it who helped take it. And the UN can't get, again, the Congress to do it, same in your country, your parliaments, so they're going in and taking over local cities. We'll talk about that in a moment with Lord Monckton of scienceandpublicpolicy.org. So much research and documentation right there on that site. Can't recommend it enough. Brief pit stop here. When I plug books, videos, T-shirts, water filters, it supports the broadcast, the news organization that we're trying to grow here. But it's also the best books, the best videos, the best T-shirts, the best water filters I've found anywhere at incredibly discounted prices. InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Both of those URLs will take you to our shopping cart or link through at InfoWars.com. You can also call 888-253-3139. We have the best gravity-fed filters out there, side-by-side comparisons to the leading competitors. There's no comparison. Look at it for yourself. And we've got it at the lowest prices out there with a 10% off on top of it of Pro Pure. We have the Life Straw that's great for survival out in the field at the discounted prices with the Free Citizen Rulebook. All of it at InfoWarsShop.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Also, we have the nightly news. It's even picked up by some cable systems now. It's been in beta for 9 months, but you can watch that, all my films and more, 9 years up and running at prisonplanet.tv, 15-day free trial at prisonplanet.tv. And we're now carrying out of print for a while, but back in print, Tragedy and Hope, The Globalists Admitting Their Crimes, and None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen with Larry Abraham from the 1970s, the book that really crystallized my awakening. Back in print, available at InfoWars.com, discounted. Okay, going back to Lord Monckton. Lord Monckton, I want to finish up with their eugenics agenda. You were cut off by the break where you were talking about some of them want 6 billion of us dead. They want green fascism. They want hot baths for themselves, but old ladies should go without. And we know who said that. I mean, this is a really scary group trying to sexy up feudalism. So break that down for us and then other tidbits that are on the radar screen, because I've been asking the questions, and then we're going to calls.
What's happening here is that the world's governing class has got out of hand. It's got used to the uniquely new ability to tax people with great certainty and to a very large proportion of their income. This makes government far more wealthy than ever it was under any communist country. And they're using their power and their wealth to increase that power and wealth still further. And they have come to realize that the biggest cost they now face is in looking after their own poor people and in making contributions to the poverty of others further afield. And it has occurred to some of them, it's really very straightforward, that the simplest thing to do would be to kill all those no-account poor people that don't matter, so that they themselves can be even richer still. This is the kind of childish thinking, and indeed very sinister thinking, that is now prevailing among the governing class. And it's dressed up behind this green fig leaf of environmentalism to make it sound acceptable to people who ought to know better. I had a pointy head email me just today saying that he is a prophet and he foresees that we won't see any climate trouble in the next 100 years. You know, they've kind of got that one. But it's going to be in 500 years' time, and he is the prophet of doom in 500 years' time. He knows perfectly well he'll be dead and the rest of us will be by then, so he can make whatever prophecies he likes, and it won't make any difference. This is the kind of pointy-headed stupidity that is now becoming all too commonplace among people who would previously have been properly educated in the Aristotelian canons of logic, in the Pythagorean canons of mathematics, in the Ciceronian and Periclean canons of politics, and they would have a better understanding of how not to be so cruelly stupid. Because the point is, but what these people are doing to the world is they are trying to destroy it. They say they're trying to save it and preserve it like some sort of museum piece in aspic. You only have to look at the record of extinctions in the past to see that this is quite a violent place because of the weather, because of the volcanoes, because of the meteorites, because the sun occasionally grows dim. All these things have major impacts down here. They have much greater impacts than anything we can do. And these have caused mass extinctions in the past. We now have the capacity to cause mass extinctions if we were to use widespread nuclear weapons, for instance. But by adding a little bit of carbon dioxide to the climate, we're not actually going to make very much difference apart from making things a lot more agreeable and warmer in places like Scotland.
And by the way, since you raised that, just interrupt, Lord Monckton, since you brought up the sun, when you were at Copenhagen 3 years ago, really routing them and then had the police beat you up and all the rest of it, and of course, they've gone after you at other events as well, and it's been caught on tape. Here's National Geographic. Solar superstorms, how they could impact our high-tech world. And all the mainline scientists, as you know, say that the sun's the main driver. A child knows that. It's variations. But they had a vote, and the UN said, to counter you and others, that we vote that the sun has no effect. I mean, this is cuckoo. This is like saying the sun doesn't make the sun come up in the morning. I mean, this really shows their I guess it's not childlike authoritarianism. They're used to a population that just believes whatever they say. But how do they counter National Geographic? It even admits, and it's a big, you know, pro-eugenicist outfit, anti-human deal, that the sun's driving climate. I mean, it seems like are they letting reality in? I mean, why?
I think finally reality is beginning to break through. See, the left have made three rather big mistakes, perhaps strategic mistakes, in the last few years. First of all, they created the European Union as a communist, bureaucratic, centralist oligarchy, rather like the old Soviet Union in Russia. That has now failed, as all such communist systems are bound to fail, because the money to pay for it has run out. Then they switched onto this global warming bandwagon. That has now failed, which is why they've suddenly realized that they can no longer get away with saying to people that climate change is the worst problem the world faces, because it isn't. The worst problem the world faces is poverty. And getting the UN to do anything about poverty is completely hopeless. Money that goes to the UN tends to stay at the UN, paying for the lavish lifestyles of the people who run it. So the third mistake I think the left have made is to attempt to set up a global government without having a good reason to do so. They've tried to pretend that, first of all, global warming was the good reason. Then they tried to pretend that protecting the environment is a good reason. Neither of these is a good reason for a world government. And even if there were to be a world government, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again, then that government should only receive power by treaty from democratic nations, provided that that world government shall have been elected by the peoples of the states parties to the convention creating it, and they should not simply be self-appointed as they are now. Let the UN and the Law of the Sea Conference, you mentioned a few moments ago, and the World Bank and the IMF, and all the plethora of international organizations that now make our life a misery prodigiously at our expense, let all of them either face election by the peoples of the world or be shut down. That's how I think we've now got to go, Alex. What we've got to do is we can stand on the sidelines and moan, or we can do something about it. What I think we now need is a new global constitution that says that any power transferred to any supranational or global institution shall only be transferred from elected hands in individual nation states to elected hands in these international organizations. No international organization should be allowed to have any fiscal or legislative power, any power over our lives at all.
And you know why that's smart, obviously. I mean, explain to people, Lord Monckton, why that's so intelligent. Because then you counter their whole, oh, we need an international debating society. Okay, you're dictatorial. You're making 83% of UK laws, and the UK's not even, you know, as you've exposed. And I just saw a national poll where over 80%, you know, won out now. I saw another right at 80%. When you really point out to people this is authoritarian world government, it's not just world government, and say, okay, let's get rid of your authoritarian one and let's debate a elected one. Then you've taken the wind out of their sails.
That's exactly it. The left have always been terrified of democracy because they know that in the end, democracy will not allow the establishment of these dictatorial entities, or even if they allow it to be established, as we made the mistake of doing with the EU. Now it's all falling apart under the weight of its own stupidity and expense and the greed of the politicians and bureaucrats that run it. And, you know, there are now 30,000 bureaucrats in the EU. Heaven knows what they all do, but every single one of them has a diplomatic passport, at least $100,000 a year, free motor cars, free travel, free perks, diplomatic immunity, you name it, they've
got it. Oh, yeah, let me bring that up. I was about, how can Legrand, the head of the IMF, who has diplomatic immunity, tax exempt under EU rules, all this that she helped make, how can she say Greece needs to pay more to bail out the bankers when she's exempt from those taxes? I mean, what a disconnected Marie Antoinette let them eat cake moment.
Well, that is very well put again, Alex, because the governing class has become predatory. It's become greedy. It's like a wolf taking chunks out of a passing child. Little Red Riding Hood is losing and the wolf is winning, if you like. And this greed on the part of the governing class should never be underestimated. I saw this when I worked at 10 Downing Street. Ministers jockey to see who could get the nicest grace and favour resident, who could get the largest ministerial car, who could get the best ministerial paintings hung in their office. This kind of terrible greed at the expense of the general taxpayer. And that is really why poverty continues to exist in the West. It's because the super rich, and that is in fact the governing class, not any longer the commercial class, this super rich governing class now treats the people with such absolute contempt. And so what I think we now need is, and I'm gradually assembling this, a group of fine minds internationally, people who believe in the principles that are so wonderfully enshrined in the United States Constitution, and say, right, we now need to have a similar constitution for the world as a whole, so that if and when any further powers are transferred from nation states to supranational or global institutions, they will be transferred to institutions which respect the principles of that U.S. Constitution, not just democracy, but also the separation of powers.
Well, you call that 1776 worldwide. Let me bring up one more point going back to National Geographic, page 44 in the current issue, Lord Monk. Then we're going to go to calls. Perhaps you can stay a bit into the next hours. We have time to get to all of them because we got you on a bit late. My fault today. They show, on page 44, tracking a stormy sun, and they show NASA from the first measurements in the mid-1950s that were very scientific of the sun, these solar maximums and minimums, and they go on to admit it affects the space weather, the earth weather, and they have the gauge. The biggest one was in 1989. We've seen another big spike in the sun as of late that you've covered, and they're predicting the next big spike coming soon. But this, the UN voted. They said that the sun doesn't do anything to the earth and it doesn't change. And I mean, could I pay Al Gore a carbon indulgence, Lord Monckton? And could maybe he make the sun behave itself? I mean, is my SUV, because I'm going to be honest, I got a big truck and an SUV. Are those causing the sun to do this? Am I bad? Could I fund the UN killing some black people? Would that make this okay?
Well, now that you've made your confession on the air, your sins of emission are hereby forgiven.
Good, thank you.
The point really is, of course, that the sun is the dominant driver of our climate. It's where the warmth in global warming comes from in the first place. And as you rightly say, the 2001, I think it was, no, 2007, fourth assessment report of the UN's climate panel, this multi-thousand page piece of garbage they come up with every few years, they voted, this was government representatives, they weren't even scientists, they voted that with 90% certainty, it was we and not the sun that had the most influence on the climate. China had said there should be no such vote at all. Some people said there should be 95% certainty. And, of course, you can't put...
perhaps they should vote that gravity doesn't exist, and if they voted, we would suddenly float off the Earth.
Well, that's right. All they've got to do is pass a vote, and they can change signs. It's rather like trying to tell Galileo that the Earth doesn't go around the sun. You know, this kind of thing hasn't worked in the past. It isn't going to work now. What is, I think, astonishing to me is that you and I, Alex, were brought up in the age of reason and enlightenment, in which science was supposed to be free from these kind of mindless and stupid political or religious beliefs. And now here we are, back into a religious belief that global warming is terrible.
And now, tell folks about Durban. They actually said now it's just Mother Gaia. They're going right to the worship like Avatar.
They're going right. It's a very atavistic approach, if you like. They're going back to the Tibetan Buddhism, which regards the largest mountain in the world, Mount Everest, as Tsumu Langma, which means the goddess Mother Earth. And they're going back to this, frankly, pre-medieval, prehistoric, tribalist, sort of shamanic religion, rather than science. And it's a very, very strange thing. And this, mark my words, Alex, this is what's going to bring the left down internationally. because you can politicize just about everything you touch in the way that the left so poisonously does. The one thing you can't politicize is scientific truth. Either it is so that we're going to see rapid warming, or it isn't so. And within a few years, it will become all too apparent to everybody.
Yes.
That it is
so. So they've committed the Piltdown Man sin. They've taken a monkey bone or an ape bone and put a pig jaw in it, and they've been found out, and now no one's going to believe anything they say.
No, exactly. The jawbone of an ass and a pig's ear have been combined to make goodness knows what monster. But they are, the left is now on the way out. They don't realize it yet. They think they're dominant throughout politics. They control the media. They make fun of the likes of you and me. But it is they who are now finished, because they've made this colossal mistake of climbing onto the climate bandwagon just as all the wheels were falling off. They've tried to politicize science itself, and like it or not, you can't do that.
All right, well, we're going to go to break here and maybe keep you 15 minutes the next hour, because I know there's people really chomping to talk to you. Chris, Richard, John, Mike, Ronnie, we're going to go to all of you. They all want to talk about Agenda 21, other questions there. Actually, Chris has a question, a reactor question, but these are questions for Lord Monckton. Like I told folks, 800-259-9231. Yes, we have several reactors here in Austin. The problem is they don't upkeep them, and then the word is they've been hiding waste around places. So I certainly don't want to be glowing green. So we'll be right back with Lord Monckton.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody
But you got to know you've been taken over by tyrants before you can start reversing things. Lord Moncton's our guest. Let's go to your phone calls. We're going to go to Mike, Richard, John, and many others. Mike in Mass, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, how you doing today, Alex?
Pretty good.
I was wondering, first of all, with Lord Moncton, I was listening to, I think it was like an NPR affiliate. They had some crazy lady on talking about how she related the Earth, saying that it's a living, breathing creature and evidenced by the changing seasons. And she actually advocated that we need to go through the United Nations to create a crime that is above crimes of genocide for crimes against the Earth, and we need to prosecute.
Oh, no. That was pushed at South Africa, Lord Moncton.
Yes, you're quite right, and there are a lot of people in the environmental movement who want to do this, who have been fooled by James Lovelock's so-called Gaia hypothesis. And, of course, the reason why the seasons come and go is very well understood. It is because the Earth's axis is at an angle to the plane of the ecliptic in which it orbits. And therefore, at one moment, the North Pole is closer to the Sun, the next moment the South Pole is, and at the equinoxes it's halfway in between. And that is what makes the seasons come
That's
and go.
That's preposterous. Everybody knows there's blood inside the Earth, and it's actually a big turtle.
Well, there you are, exactly. It's held up on the back of a huge man. Yes, no, I mean, this is the extraordinary thing, is that we're now going back to a sort of pathetic medieval or even prehistoric tribal witch doctor kind of religion replacing science, and you get all of this gibberish about how the Earth is hurting. No, it isn't. The Earth is more than capable of dealing with us, and if we are sensible and look after it in a common sense way, as most Western countries have long done, then the Earth will not come to any harm at all.
That's right. Let's go back to the caller. Sir, I mean, what else did this woman say? Because, I've seen it, I hear it, it's everywhere. I mean, humans have to be dealt with. Gaia needs a little snack of blood.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Alex. It was really ridiculous. They kind of just gave her free range to talk about this stuff for about 20 to 30 minutes straight. And she was saying that, we need to go through the United Nations, that we're killing the Earth, that it's worse than killing, that it's worse than genocide, it's worse than a mass extermination, that carbon emissions are bad, having kids are bad, polluting is bad, everything's bad. Basically, humans are evil, and they need to be dealt with. So,
well, no, let me expand on that. I appreciate your points because I've seen and read that similar sentiment, and then they ignore real environmental issues just to say give world government power. But I wanted to get Lord Moncton's comment on that. The caller is not exaggerating, and I've seen UN statements like in their biological diversity assessment 96, not the one on the web, but the actual copy I have of my film Road to Tyranny, the full text. They say ancient societies knew how to deal with overpopulation to not crush the breast of Mother Earth. They had human sacrifice, and that's what ancients did. They said there's too many of us. Take him up to the top of the pyramid, cut his heart out. Lord Moncton.
Yeah, this is exactly what they're now advocating again. I find it astonishing, this return to a kind of childish primitivism. It's an enormous backward step for humankind, but the great thing is that if we watch the left taking this step, and it is all on the left, nobody on the right is saying these half-baked things, then gradually people will realize that they're no longer dealing with a rational political force. They're dealing with maniacs who hate people. They hate the Earth. In fact, they would love to do harm to it by denying it the carbon dioxide, after all, which is the food of plants.
Unbelievable. Back in 60 seconds. Another hour straight ahead, and then a huge news blitz and more calls. Believe me, there's a lot of it straight ahead. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.